This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Creative Impact. Each week, we look at the arts and creative sector in Washtenaw County, and WEMU's Creative Impact content partner is the Arts Alliance. Deb Pollock is its president and CEO and my co-host for Creative Impact. Good to talk with you again, Deb.
It's always good to connect with you too, David. You know, as much as we've worked so hard at the Arts Alliance to try to assist and aid artists and creatives, one of those things we've done is to try to keep some sense of connection. And we continue to do things like a Creative Washtenaw Happy Hour,
right,
virtually, of course. but you can imagine what those conversations were like in the very first months after COVID shut everybody down.
Well, there was so much uncertainty, and you know what? That kind of remains today. We still don't know entirely what we're facing, right?
Well, it's very true, but I will say that as time has gone on, the resilience of our artists and creatives has just been outstanding, and there's been some bright glimmers of hope. I'm very lifted by our artists who found their ray of sunshine, and then one of those is Mia Risberg. Let's welcome her and hear her story.
Well, welcome to Creative Impact, Mia.
Thank you for having me.
Mia is a visual artist. She's a Swedish immigrant who first came to the States through New York, where she studied at the Pratt Institute and Hunter College. She worked as a book designer before eventually moving to Ann Arbor and then focusing her practice on her painting. Mia, can you describe your work for us a little bit? And for our listeners, that's work that can be seen at miarisberg.com, MIARISBERG.com.
Yes, that's right. And you can also find my work on Instagram. I'm actually probably more active or post more often on Instagram than on my website. I am an artist, a painter. I work in acrylics and oils. I'm interested in depicting people, places, and memories. And I'm interested also in ambiguous narratives. So I like to have a little bit of mystery or I'm interested in magical realism, for example, those kind of things in my work.
What is magical realism?
I think, you know, there's a whole genre of writing that's magical realism, but things that, for me, you know, has some representational and roots in reality, but there is something about it that is perhaps not completely realistic.
Much like the business model of today. Mia, I am interested in the business side of your practice. Before COVID, how did you go about or how did you think you should be marketing and selling your work?
So before COVID, you know, I had my website. I'm still relatively new to, you know, showing and selling my work, I think, since I've only been at this for about 6 years as full-time artist. But I think before I was exhibiting when possible, selling, you know, to people through word of mouth. And then during COVID, I started taking a little bit more chances by trying to sell on Instagram, for example, through social media like Facebook, things like that. And kind of throwing a wider net over, you know, looking at different opportunities that were available through social media.
Mia, did that happen to you right away, you know, when the COVID shutdown happened? Did you start doing new things right away, or did it take a little while to start branching out, doing new things, learning new avenues and paths?
I think it happened fairly quickly, but that was a little bit by coincidence. I think when COVID hit, I had just come back from an artist residency in Virginia, which was a really amazing and productive time, and I was lucky to be able to return just before COVID put us into lockdown here in Michigan. And after that, I was a little bit, I mean, I don't want to say a slump, but I think as all of us, you know, COVID threw us for a loop and I wasn't really sure what to do with myself. And then I got involved in a collaborative project with a photographer named Jessica Chappie, who was based in LA. And that kind of gave me that creative spark that I was looking for to start working again, you know, and have a direction and feel motivated.
We've all learned to kind of live remotely. So as you kind of shifted to an online format for sales and for collaboration, did you find that people have found you?
You know, I've been very active this past year, and I think it's probably subconsciously a way of trying to make connections with people. And, you know, that's all we have, right, is this virtual connection. And, if you look, there are really a lot of opportunities. I think just being very active and, you know, responding and saying yes to opportunities has brought more things in the forefront, if that answers your question.
Has the pandemic in any way, shape, or form impacted the manner in which you are coming up with your pieces?
Definitely. I think my work is a little bit more, you know, we were all isolated to some extent. And so I think I'm going inwards a little bit and letting myself explore kind of my inner life, you know, imagination. Also, just in terms of the medium I'm working with, I've been recently started working with color pencil as opposed to paint, because like it's something that I can do with my family around me. I have my two kids at home, my husband zooming, and so we're all under the same roof, and sometimes it can be a little bit crowded. So I can't always go down to my studio and work and get those big chunks of time. Working in this portable medium like color pencils allows me to maybe sit in the living room with my family around me. So that's a more practical solution.
We're talking with Mia Risberg, whose visual art practice is flourishing during the pandemic due to her insights and creativity.
Mia, there is a difference. I'm not saying it's better or not, but there's definitely a difference of seeing a work in person versus seeing a work online in a visual format like that. What would you say about that difference, and how can one enjoy a piece in either way, in person or online?
Oh, that's a good question, Deb. It's interesting, actually. I don't think you can always imagine the way it really is by seeing it online, because you're missing a lot of details. Sometimes with paintings, you're missing the texture of it or the dimensionality of the work. But I think if someone provides various photos of different perspectives or different details of the work, you can get a good sense of it, but it's not going to replace the same thing as seeing work in person. I think sometimes talking to an artist helps you, and hearing them speak about their work helps you understand it more and feel more connected to it.
And that's something you can't always get in an exhibition gallery, and it's probably a little bit more so the online that you can actually get that connection.
Yeah, I've been chatting with a lot of artists. You know, we either do messaging through Instagram, and sometimes I think because we're all in the same boat and we're all working, you know, from home, we've set up Zoom calls and we'll just do a catch-up. And it's someone that I may not have spoken with before the pandemic, but now we're making a more consolidated effort to reach out to each other, which is really nice.
Perhaps even though you can't get the detail when you're looking at it online as you would in a gallery, perhaps there is one of your online pieces of art that resonated more than any other with folks. What piece has drawn people in through the course of the pandemic?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think if I look at my Instagram account, which is where I get most feedback because people can actually comment on what I'm posting, there was one I did of my dog walking at night in the backyard. It's a green painting, and there's my shadow reflected in the grass. And that one, I think because of its composition and quiet, atmosphere, a lot of people seem to respond to that. And also, I've gotten some positive feedback about my drawings, because I think they kind of capture that quiet feeling that a lot of us are experiencing during the pandemic.
I mean, back to the business side of this, has this all changed and helped you sell your works as well?
I have been selling work this year. I've been more active trying to sell, so I don't know if it's a more productive year. I have heard from other artists that they're also selling as well. And I think partly because people are spending more time at home, and so they want to have nice things around them. They're focusing more on their interiors and spending some time and money on trying to make their home comfortable and cozy. And so I do think that people have been able to sell some work.
What advice might you offer another artist who is still struggling to find their way through this most unusual time?
I would say to just be active if possible. You know, if time allows, it's pretty time consuming to be active on social media, but if you follow certain hashtags like Call for Arts, and opportunities, there are a lot of them out there that you can take. And also to connect with other people, artists are generally a pretty generous and friendly group, I found. And sometimes just sending a note to someone can get you started on a conversation. And there are also a lot of exhibition opportunities that are online now, which, again, they're not the same as showing in physical spaces, but there's also, you know, less of a cost for the artist in terms of sending work. So there are things that you can do to feel, you know, connected within your community if you spend a little time investigating.
I think that's perfect advice. Thank you so much, Mia, for being with us on the show today, and we'll look forward to your continued success.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for what you're doing for the arts community as well.
That is Mia Risberg, whose visual art is flourishing during the pandemic due to her insights and creativity. You may find out more about Mia and her artwork at miarisberg.com. We'll have all the links necessary for you, and you'll find them at wemu.org. Deb Pollack will be back with another show next week.
Absolutely, with another Creative Washtenaw guest.
Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature you hear each Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.